ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA's here.
Got the feeling right now.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy Thursday.
What is up? Hey, I am obsessed with watching certain videos at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of videos?
Well, they're actually videos that are from a competition called the Air Sex Competition.
What?
Hear me out. What I want you to picture, right?
Oh, I'm picturing, yep,
is
going.
Like, you know when you play air guitar?
Yeah.
Right? It's like that, but it's like the act.
Really?
Up on stage in front of people to music.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Do you have to do, like when you do the air guitar, you do it on your own?
Yes.
Do you do the
Yes. On stage in front of people,
and
right?
And what, do they like rate you or something? Do
well,
they?
There's judges. Yeah, they do. They judge you on how good you go.
Stamina.
Oh, literally. And I just cannot stop watching these videos like over and over again. They're like, there's competition. This is based over in the States.
Wow.
And people actually go to these like festivals. And
really?
There'll be a stage, and again, it's called the Air Sex Competition. And it is just the most hilarious thing ever. Like, just...
Well, I'm going to go watch all these videos now. Well, not on the work Wi-Fi.
Just go to the pits, go to your nightclub, you can see it up on stage, really. But
I wish there was more air in some of those.
But this being an actual competition just gives me life. Like, literally, it is the best thing to watch.
Dirty before 6:30.
We're going from sad to happy. We are doing the dirty right now. These are the stories that are a little bit more adult. And this morning, we're talking American politics.
Well, that was an anticlimax, wasn't it?
Usually is. But no, the reason we're talking about it this morning is because Mike Pence, the US Vice President, has accidentally tweeted his way into the dirty this morning.
Right.
So you remember Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah.
Right. So for anyone who doesn't remember Monica Lewinsky, she was that intern for Bill Clinton. Bill did some bad things.
Yes, he did.
And she copped most of the heat for it.
Yeah,
right?
She bloody did, didn't she?
It's always very bizarre how that's worked out. Like, nothing seems to have gone wrong for Bill since then.
No.
But anyway, she's turned that around and really used her situation to help a lot of other people. She's become a really big anti-bullying activist, but one of the things she does is she uses her sense of humour, and she's very, very funny. So,
is she?
Yeah, she's really clever on Twitter. So the other day, Mike Pence, the US Vice President, said people should battle their critics by spending more time on their knees than on the internet. Now, Mike Pence is obviously extremely Christian, so for Mike, he's referring to prayer.
Right.
But most of the people on Twitter did not get that and were like, excuse me, Mike, excuse me, what do you mean? And she really quickly tweeted back, death's not for me, mate. So I had a quick look into some of her tweets. And the other day someone tweeted, put out on Twitter, what's the worst career advice you've ever been given? And she just tweeted back, an internship at the White House will be amazing on your resume.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Trending now. Hits.com.au.
Now, on Monday morning show, I reported that Lindsay Lohan was going to be on Have You Been Paying Attention that night, right?
Yes.
Now, did you watch Have You Been Paying Attention?
I did not.
Okay, well, she wasn't on there. And I was like, oh, why? What's going on? Well, apparently, she just didn't want to do it.
All right.
But what has happened is a list of demands has been... Oh, not demands, sorry, like a list of like topics you can't talk about.
Oh, because whenever famous, super famous people come in, they're like, you can't talk to me about this or this.
Yeah, and I have the list of the things that she said no one was allowed to ask her about.
Tell me more.
Okay, the relationship with former best friend Paris Hilton.
Oh, can't talk to her about Paris.
Nope. Her dating life, her drug and alcohol use, her past arrest, her MTV Beach Club stint, and her family. None of those things you could talk about. I was like,
the only other thing...
I can only talk to you about Mean Girls, and which I'm happily to do. I'm happy to do.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, the only other things I know about Lindsay Lohan are Mean Girls and Parent Trap.
Yeah, that's...
And I don't know that Lindsay Lohan remembers Parent Trap.
Issues aside, I really rate her as an actress. I think she's fantastic. She is actually a very good actress. Yeah. Really, really good. But, I mean, when you're supposed to be doing, you know, if you make a promise to go onto a show and then they promote it and then you post up on Instagram that you're out in the ocean washing your hair.
Sure.
That you decided to stay
it's
and wash your hair.
It's not a good look.
No, it isn't. It's kind of annoyed me. So, but I mean, she's here for the mask singer, not for have you been paying attention.
I would have loved to have seen her front that panel of comedians on Have You Been Paying Attention, though, because they do have some pretty good.
I was going to say, she was probably just worried she'd get roasted, right?
Yeah.
Now, moving on to Netflix, they have released something which I am all about. I don't know if it'll actually work though, because I am the reason why these contracts bloody exist.
Right.
So now I know you don't have a partner, so you may not feel this, but when it comes to watching a series and your partner's watching the same series, sometimes it becomes like a verbal agreement of you can't watch it without me. Yeah, you can't watch it without me.
Yeah.
And if I fall asleep even, like, you need to stop, because this is what this is what I do. I always, because I'm always so tired, I will fall asleep during an episode and then I'd make Elliot like rewind back, go back, and then we'll have to watch the episode again, and I'll fall asleep again in that same episode. I used to crack it.
Yeah.
So a co-watching contract has been released by Netflix.
Is this going to be a function on Netflix?
Well, yeah. Well, it's got contract between, and then you put your two names, witness, Netflix. And can I just read out the terms and conditions of this contract?
Go.
One, I won't fall asleep. Two, I won't get distracted by my phone causing the other person to rewind because I missed something. Three, I won't continue watching a show without the other person present. Four, I won't talk whilst the show is on. And five, in the event that I come across a spoiler, I will not share that with the other person.
You are flagged on every single one of those.
Every single one. I ruined 13 Reasons Why with Elliot. Bloody terrible, but I'm about time they came out with this.
Yeah, it's true.
If you do want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
What have you changed about your ex? Now, yesterday we came across this list that this an ex-girlfriend had shared that her ex-boyfriend had given her of the things that she needs to change about herself.
Bit of critical feedback.
Yeah, but it was like stupid things, like don't like Taylor Swift too much, or, you know, I was embarrassed when you wore unbranded sneakers to the gym.
And everyone's got these things about their ex because that's the reason that they're your ex.
Exactly, right? Now, we do understand, you know, I mean, it's like... move on. They're your ex. You can't change people. Mm. Don't even try. But if you could just change
one
thing, well, you know, what would it be? And we've got Shell from Bridgetown. What would you change about your ex?
I didn't realise you're going to say where I'm from.
Does that change the answer?
Probably change that he did not sleep with other women while we're married.
Oh
bang.
Shaking my head, Michelle.
How long has it been since you broke up?
3 years almost.
Okay, Jesus, don't go too deep. It might be a little bit. Does
three
he,
happier years.
Yeah.
Yes, three spectacular years, yes.
All righty, let's go to Daniel from Bunners. What would you change about your ex, mate?
I'd have to change the way that she always leaves her, like her hair and all of her makeup all over the bathroom sink and the mirror.
Daniel, can I just jump in here for a second? For someone who does have long black hair and it is everywhere, we can't help it. Mm. Literally, you will just find it anywhere.
But how come that becomes our problem? You know?
Well, that's right. Like,
all right, well, go and date a girl with no hair then.
That's
see?
What Daniel's saying.
Oh, okay. Where would you find hair? Was it the bathroom that was the biggest problem?
Oh, bathroom, yeah, like in the sink, the shower floor.
Can I just throw in there? I know someone who feels your pain at the moment. That's Elliot, because he would get this if it was like stuck in between his toes.
Yeah, that would.
That's too much.
This is The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Now, I want to talk proposals.
Why?
Because I think a lot of people try to be really unique with their proposals, and there's just so much pressure on this.
Yeah.
Is that you've got to make it different.
Yeah, the difference to do, if you were wanting to do something different now, it'd be just to get down on one knee and, you know.
Just do the stock standard.
Do the stock standard.
Because no one does it anymore.
Yeah.
There's so much, yeah, there's so much pressure. It's got to be unique. It's got to be a story.
Yeah.
Right? Well, a farmer has done just that and made this.
Yeah, he has.
He has decided to incorporate one of his cows into his proposal. And he put the ring on one of the udders, on one of the teats and of his cow, and led his girlfriend to that. Now, if you see the photo trending around on the internet,
yeah,
it's pretty creepy.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so. It's a bit weird. It's a bit much for me. Like, it seems to fit too well.
Yeah.
It's a very snug little
thing. Does anyone ever ask, is anyone asking how the bloody cow felt? Like, seriously, it had a ring around its nipple.
Well, they did ask how it felt. And
aww.
It was just like, oh, yeah, I was just happy to get a ring on it, you know? No, but it got posted into this group, ring shaming, which I don't understand why this is a group on Facebook.
Ring shaming?
Yeah.
Are you talking about, like, ones, like, if the ring doesn't have, like, a big enough diamond and stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
Ugh.
People are so gross sometimes. But...
oh, my gosh.
It's... I mean, the fact that it got posted into that ring shaming group is just utterly terrible, you know?
Mm.
I mean,
I kind of want to go and have a look now.
How dairy? Is that...
Stop it.
That's all you're getting? That's all I'm getting?
Is that... yeah.
Well, all right, well, sorry, let's just move on then, eh?
You guys ready? You versus us. Evedon Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
Okay, Sean from Capel, who would you like to go up against? Myself or Jesse?
I'll have to go Jesse this morning.
All right. Let's do it, mate.
Be good, mate. Be good.
Okay,
buzzing
now.
With your name. 5 quiz questions, mate. And if one of us gets it wrong, the other one gets a free crack at it, okay?
Too easy.
Okay, right. Now, first question is multiple choice, all right?
Okay, don't go too early. All right.
The new Thor movie is set to be filmed in which Australian city? A, Melbourne, B, Sydney, or C, Brisbane?
Sean.
Okay, Sean. Melbourne, Sydney, or Brizzy?
I have to go Brizzy.
Oh, no.
No, not correct.
Oh, no.
you go with the ding.
All right, it's not. A or B, I've got the choose from
Melbourne,
Melbourne
or Sydney.
Sydney.
You're right.
Oh, beauty. Yeah.
All right, Jesse won. All right, which Aussie NBA star was refused?
Jesse. Ben Simmons.
Yep. Come on, Sean.
That was quick.
Jump in, babes. Jump in. Okay.
Oh, I'm there.
All right, this is multiple choice, all right?
Okay.
Which European city rejected the proposal of the Eiffel Tower being built in their city?
Oh.
The multiple choice answers are Barcelona, Vienna, or Rome.
Sean.
Okay, Sean.
I'm going to take a punt. I'm just going to go Vienna.
No.
All right. 50-50 shot here
all
for
right,
the win.
Jesse, A or C, Barcelona or Rome?
I'm going to go Rome.
No.
Barcelona.
Yeah. All right. Sean, keep you still have it. A crack here, babe. You get the next
still
two
bring
right,
it back, mate.
When we go to a tiebreaker.
All right.
Now, question number 4 is, which former Australian PM took to social media this week claiming...
Paul Keating.
Wrong.
Oh. I just saw him in the news the other day and I was like, it's got to be him.
No, claiming to be the global handball king.
Oh, damn it.
Do you know who it is, Sean?
No.
I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest with you.
It's Kevin 07. It's Kevin Rudd.
Oh, I'll go with Kevin.
What is answer it, Jesse.
Well, do I get another go at it? Or?
No, he didn't. No.
Oh, so great. He gets that point, does he?
I'm absolutely sure gets that point. Bloody hell, mate. Oh, jumping in like that because you had to be right. Okay, question number 5. The 2002 chick flick Crossroads features what female artist?
Jesse. Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Oh, sure.
Thanks, mate.
Well, you know, you played well.
Hey, mate, thanks for playing this morning.
He's on fire
this
morning.
Buddy. You had a good go.
Good on you, mate. Bye. Have a fantastic day. That one is back again tomorrow. All thanks to the guys at Evedon Lakeside Retreat. You can stay 2 nights and the 3rd night is free. Just use the promo code HITFM.
This This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Jesse and Jules.
Oh my gosh, there could be a wedding happening this weekend. Jesse, we've got Dee McCarthy joining us on the phone to tell us all about it. Babe, Kylie Jenner getting photographed with a wedding dress. Is it really happening?
Oh my goodness. Well, okay, maybe. Let me give you... It's one or two things that happened here. Number one, option one, okay?
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner and Travis are getting married this week on that $250 million yacht that she's rented for her birthday because she was seen, her assistant was seen, carrying a wedding dress onto a private jet as they went to take off. Option one, that's option one.
Yep.
Option two, Kris Jenner, the little marketing genius, has literally set this up as some type of PR stunt, trying to get press, trying to get photos on the boat. I don't know. Maybe she's like, look, you know, if we get people thinking there's a wedding on the boat, there'll be more paparazzi, you know, trying to get photos of the boat, whatever. She might have a new series shooting. You know, you never know with this family. They are brilliant.
Yeah.
PR is unreal.
Oh, that's Kris Jenner, literally.
It really is.
They say the devil works hard, Kris Jenner works harder.
Dean, can we talk about this Times Square nightmare that they've had over in the States?
Okay, so it is a nightmare, and it's ended really well. So here's what happened, right? Basically, everyone's in Times Square. If you've ever been to Times Square, you'll know that it's really, really busy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People everywhere, and all of a sudden, a motorbike backfired. You know that sound of a motorbike?
Yeah.
Like a bang. It sounds like a gunshot.
Yeah.
People thought it was a gunshot. Everyone freaked out. Thousands of people running, screaming for their lives. One thinking that there was a shooting because it's America and there's been so many lately.
Yeah.
In the last week. So everyone freaked out. If I was in America, like if I was in some public place in America and I heard something that sounded like a gunshot, I would literally freak.
Yeah, babe.
Out.
I was like, going to ask, what is it like?
Yeah.
Like, are you a little bit more vigilant now when you go shopping or go to a mall?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you're just a little bit more on edge. Not as much in LA, in California. It actually doesn't happen as much in LA.
Yeah. So it happens.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but it just doesn't. But it happens in other parts of the country. But, like, if I was in a New York public area, one time I was in a cinema and this guy walked up the stairs in the cinema and he stopped halfway and he just stood there.
Yeah.
And he looked around and I remember my heart stopped.
Oh, babe.
I remember just being like, why is that guy? What's he about to do? That was the one time I had a little, ooh.
Yeah. Same. I mean, who do you trust? You're just constantly like freaking yourself out over it. But I mean, totally understand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, babe. Oh, now, just quickly before we let you go, Dakota Johnson's tooth gap, like, tell us, you know, is this just a permanent thing or?
I love that tooth gap. They call it a tooth gap gate. So it's a big deal. Everyone's freaking out. Dakota Johnson, you may, of course, remember her. She was the star of Fifty Shades of Grey movies. She had a huge, cute, adorable gap in her teeth. She had it. Change. She put some veneers in the front. So if you've ever had veneers, you'll know that they grind down your teeth and they put caps on the top.
Right.
And they cover your teeth with a fake tooth.
Yeah.
And that's what she's done.
Right.
And the gap is gone.
Okay.
People are missing it.
Yeah, I miss it. 100%. Yeah. Oh, babe, thanks so much for filling this in this morning.
Bye, guys.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.